So I am going to take a page from the Maureen book, and I already happen to have mailing labels that are the right size.
I can already tell you that this is overdoing the page from the Maureen book, because when I did the case of Kit Kats, I took a Sharpie and just wrote the name Jack on them.
Not like Love Jack or to Susie Love Jack, just Jack.
Correct. Jack.
I remember the first year that Joseph was in preschool. So he was like 3. And he's Joseph. Like, he was not particularly precocious with writing skills or anything. Mm-hmm. And I remember I printed out the Valentine's Day and made him trace each child's name. I mean, he was 3 years old. What was wrong with me?
Back then, kind of a lot. You 1 year I got a like big pack of St. Valentine's holy cards and used those.
Oh, I remember the holy cards. Yeah.
I still have a whole bunch of them. I might resurrect those. You know, I've done different things over the years, but lately it's been just maximum laziness.
Mm-hmm.
But the year of the Kit Kats where I just wrote the word Jack
on each Kit Kat. That's kind of Sharpie. Awesome.
That was good. And you know what? It was the best Valentine any of those kids got. What you need to understand is that the cutesy, labor-intensive, over-the-top Valentines, that's a mom pissing contest, right?
It is a mom pissing contest because the kid cares.
The kid does not give not even one
all.
Single shit. Mm-hmm. And so
it makes the parent feel a little bad or a little annoyed for 5 seconds before she throws it in the trash. So that is all you've accomplished.
Correct.
That is it.
So,
that is all you've accomplished.
I mean, they're very cute. Good job, Mom.
Right.
But if you want to win the pissing contest amongst the kids,
full-size Kit Kat,
full-size candy bar, no cutesy pencils, erasers, miniature slinkies, bouncy balls, stickers, bracelets, whistles, kazoos, harmonicas, fake tattoos, or whatever other bullshit you put in there.
The new thing that's available, probably from Oriental Trading Company, I'm not sure, is about a 1/2 ounce container of slime.
Piss right off. Piss right off. That's going into the garbage. My kid's not opening it. No thank you. Goodbye.
I get it. It's like a cute little thing to send home, and it's not candy. And I do appreciate
it. Why are moms obsessed with it not being candy?
Because it's...
over it. The kids want candy. I reject the premise that kids, quote, eat too much sugar. I reject it. I reject. Sugar makes things taste great. Kids like it. And if your kid's teeth are not rotting out of their head, and they are not a diabetic, and you're not having to roll them into school with some sort of a John Deere, then you good. That's what I say.
All right. Well, we'll see what our kids come home with.
Guaranteed a lot of pencils.
A lot of pencils. Crappy pencils.
A lot of crappy pencils. At least give them a freaking Ticonderoga.
Absolutely.
But it's not. It's going to be one of those pencils with the plastic wrap on it that has like hearts and shit. And I'm going to throw it in the trash.